poll, only 13% of Americans say they will try first-generation coronavirus vaccine immediately. By Edwin Mora on September 24, 2020. 60% of Americans say they are not likely to get the first generation of a potential coronavirus vaccine as soon as it is available. An increase from 53% at the end of last month, an Axios Ipsos poll revealed this week. Meanwhile, only 13% of respondents said they would immediately try a first-generation vaccine for the novel coronavirus disease. 16% said they would get it a few weeks after it becomes available. And 18% said they would wait a year or more. A plurality of respondents, minus 30%, said they plan to get it a few months after the vaccine first becomes available, Axios reported. Over 20% said they would not get the first-generation vaccine at all. Citing the poll, the latest edition of the Axios Ipsos Coronavirus Index, Axios noted that reluctance to take the first batch of a potential vaccine intensified. Only 9% now say they're very likely to take the first-generation vaccine. Down from 17% in August, 33% say they're not at all likely to take it. Up from 26%, the report added. Men are reportedly more likely to get the first-generation vaccine than women, while blacks are much more reluctant to get inoculated than Hispanics or whites. Democrats accounted for the most significant decline among those who said they are likely to try the vaccine as soon as it is available, dropping 13 points to 43%. The number of Republicans who said they are likely to immediately get the first-generation vaccine also dropped 8 points to 41%. Independents only fell by 2 points to 43%, suggesting they are not as tuned into partisan bickering or political news, Axios noted. Nearly 4 in 10 respondents say they expect their health insurance to be liable for the vaccine's cost if they get one, while only 4% say they will pay for it themselves. The Trump administration has unveiled a plan to provide the vaccine free of charge. Axios Ipsos pollsters surveyed 1,008 individuals age 18 or older from September 18 through 21. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3.2 percentage points at the 95% confidence level. There are no immunizations against any coronaviruses in humans. The World Health Organization, WHO, has warned that there may never be a silver bullet for the contagious novel coronavirus, which originated in Wuhan, China. However, there is a global race for developing a vaccine. Currently, the WHO is monitoring 38 candidates in clinical and 149 in preclinical evaluation. There are 7 candidates in the United States, including at least 4 in the final phase of the 3-phase clinical trial process. Trump administration officials have said they are cautiously optimistic the U.S. will develop a vaccine by early 2021, as part of the multi-billion-dollar Operation Warp Speed. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Chinese coronavirus is not particularly lethal to most of the population.